FitTech is brought to you by Fit for Work, leaders in corporate health and wellness programs. Your fitness is our job.
It is time for FitTech. PJ Wren is our fitness expert. PJ, you can
Steve.
You can enjoy your workout a lot more with a few tunes.
You can. Using music to motivate. Mm-hmm. Study after study has shown us that we go harder, faster, and enjoy it more with music.
Yeah, but picking the right music is important because I'm pretty sure Seasons in the Sun isn't the best workout music.
Or Karen Carpenter.
Yes.
My husband had that on one of his playlists, and that was just a workout
Why I'm not inspired.
But yeah, they've actually found that the proper music can trick your mind into thinking that it's less fatigued than it really is.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And I've posted some studies on the blog relating to that, so you want to have some good tunes, and it's all, you know, music's art, right? So it's mm-hmm. all personal taste.
Mm-hmm. So and there's some good sources, because I always find trouble picking out the songs that come out with my playlist. That's a challenge.
Yeah. There's actually, I've listed some websites, but what you could do too is because they say that beats per minute is important. So,
yes.
You know, 120 to 140 beats per minute is what they recommend sort of for to keep you intense and exercising and keeping that right rhythm.
And runners must use that a lot to help with their cadence.
They do. And so do aerobics instructors. So,
okay,
you know, when you're teaching classes, you have to stay at that same beats per minute, right?
Sweating
you know
to the oldies. Sweating to the oldies, baby.
Who was that?
Richard Simmons. Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, there's three websites, you know, that you can do. You can buy music just like aerobics instructors do. So you know that beats per minute is going to stay consistent. I put those on the blog, but workoutmusic.com, dynamusic.com, and powermusic.com are sort of the top three.
So it's worth spending a little bit of time thinking about the music. And then also when you're working out, I think one other thing is if you set your playlist, you know where you are in your workout in the playlist.
Hey, I know. Yeah. I did that. I got my personal best 10K time doing that because I ranged my music to where I figured, okay, I'm going to be here about 6K mark. I'm going to be here about 8K mark. And my music, my beats per minute, I bumped it up. And sure enough, it translated to a personal best time for me.
Oh, isn't that great? So check out PJ's blog at dottotech.com or fitforwork.ca. And if you're looking to get your company fitter, more effective, feeling better, yeah, give her a call. Thanks, PJ.
Thanks, Steve.
Brought to you by Fit for Work, making sluggish workplaces into invigorated workplaces. Visit us online at www.fitforwork.ca.